Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. From 500 business cards or 500,000 direct mail pieces, Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, can handle it all. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at nipsco.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. We're sitting here in Merrillville at the studios of 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And I got Sharon right across from me.
Yep.
And
hello.
It's nice to see you back here, Sharon, in your captain chair.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back here.
It is good.
Happy Friday.
It's good to have you back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's the Orthodox Good Friday today.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's going to be my Easter this Sunday.
Well, happy Easter to
you.
Yeah,
so we're going to, we usually have traditional lamb and rice, but I think this year we're going to have steaks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And actually fried chicken.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So now that's not part of the traditional Orthodox dinner.
Usually,
then why are you departing?
I mean, Greek Orthodox. Usually,
Greek Orthodox. Yes.
I don't know.
Just to dress
we had lamb during Christmas and stuff like that. I like steak too.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured some steak, some fried chicken, some rice. I mean, traditionally it's usually like lamb pastizo.
What is pastizo?
It's like a casserole. It's got like more like an Alfredo sauce. It's a bechamel sauce. It's got egg in it. It's got noodles, ground beef. It's all stacked like a lasagna and baked off.
Beautiful.
It's really, really good.
Yum.
But it has a little bit of a cinnamon nutmeg flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not even having that this year.
Wow.
Actually, I'm
going
to have masticholi.
Oh, okay. Cool. That
What's going on
delicious.
With me?
Delicious. Are you departing from your Greek status? No.
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 No, I guess
the man upstairs will understand, right? You're having steak instead of traditional lamb. And
yeah, no.
You know?
It's beautiful outside.
Oh, yes. Totally is.
Yeah, we're going to get ready for the snowstorm coming up, though.
It doesn't seem... I can't
possible?
Wrap my mind around it. It seems implausible.
Summer, spring, winter, and fall.
All
Northwest
packed
Indiana
in.
Has it all.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
In just one day.
I know. And I went on Monday. I took a personal day. I got family in town. We went to Star of Rock State Park in Illinois. It was beautiful. It was like 70 degrees. We walked around, hiked up and down stairs, saw beautiful views, beautiful vistas, trees, the river. It was just beautiful.
Well, I've been doing a lot of track meets lately. So I've been outside. Sometimes it's been nice at night, and other times it's been frigid cold.
Crazy.
I don't know how those girls run that track. Crown Point, you guys do a great job. I don't know how you guys stay out there in that cold weather. And you know what? We want these listeners to call in. 769-9577. 769-9577. We have a special guest today. Came to us from Gary. And, he's here in the studio. And he's ready to share some of his foods and his treats, his secrets. But first, what's going on
secrets.
In the community?
Well, there is coming up the 27th annual Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Speaking of food,
mm-hmm.
It's Saturday, May 11th. They do it the second Saturday of every May. Like I said, it's a 27th annual. Residents are asked to participate by leaving non-perishable food items, whatever you can.
Canned goods.
Yeah, canned goods. Put
pasta,
it in a bag,
yeah.
And they will do the rest. But the timing of it is deliberate because from, the Thanksgiving holiday and the Christmas holiday, donations to food pantries come in more so, you know, because people think of it during that time. So this is the time of year where it starts to deplete. So that's
so
why
they're getting low. So they're trying to restock.
And letter carriers, you know, they consider themselves also the eyes of the community. They see people, you know, in their situations, and a lot of people in situations don't have enough food. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, help and take part by doing this food drive. They've over the years, they have nationwide collected billions of pounds of food.
That's great.
And
great
helped
call.
A lot of people. I mean, I don't know exactly how many people, but I mean, we're talking billions of pounds of food.
Wow.
So that's huge.
It's needed.
Yeah,
it's needed.
Definitely. And the Gary South Shore Railcats are having an open player tryout on Sunday, April 24th, or 28th, excuse me.
Are they going to let the general public in to watch it, you think?
I don't know, but it's at the U.S. Steel Yard in Gary, and in case of inclement weather, it's going to be pushed back to May 1st, if just in case.
Yeah, who knows what the weather. We got to get a dome over there.
Yeah, right. Maybe, you never know. It could happen. Yeah. But that is such a cool little experience. It's
about,
like baseball what it was. And it's cheap beer, cheap food.
Talking about the city of Gary, we brought in a new business.
Uh-huh.
The name of the business is called Foodies Restaurant. I take it. Well, John Allen will tell us the full name. Mm-hmm. So we brought in John Allen from Foodies out of Gary. And it's a new restaurant, healthier. On the healthy side, they're always looking to do things healthy for everyone.
Right.
It's got a message.
It's important.
And we're going to speak with John here, but we want you to call in because John's got gift cards. I've got gift cards to Chef Nick's Eatery, and John's got gift cards to Foodies. Call in 769-9577. That is 769-9577. And you know what? Rip us off on some gift cards. So let's bring on John.
Yeah,
hi, John.
Absolutely.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Am I right, John Allen?
Yes, John Allen.
Okay. So, John, why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself?
Well, I'm in the real estate business.
Wait.
I'm in the real estate business. And that's how I came across the location for Foodies.
Okay.
I bought the location originally to lease it out as a commercial property.
Uh-huh.
And working there in that area, I was tired of driving all the way to Route 30 from the middle of Midtown Gary to get something to eat. And
okay.
I felt there wasn't enough restaurants. I've been around food all my life, been cooking all my life, not professionally, and my family like food. I come from a big family, so there's a lot of food around all the time, and I thought it'd be great if I put some of the food in the local restaurant that I owned.
Okay. So where'd you go to high school at?
From Chicago.
Okay.
I went to high school at High Park Academy.
Okay.
I came to Gary, Indiana, did my first business in 1986. I was a teenager, and I came, and I was in the pager business.
Uh-huh.
I was electronics.
Pager, when the pagers.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
I was electronics buff in high school,
uh-huh.
And we took electronic classes, and I did the repairs for all the local pager shops and then opened my own shop.
Really?
Yeah.
So where was your shop at?
It was downtown Gary in what was then the Gaynor Bank building.
Okay.
Centeer is occupying the building today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you ever have any other odd jobs? I mean, anything else that you can...
Other than the real estate and now Foodies, that's it.
Sounds like you're a total entrepreneur. Do you mind if I ask, what year was it that you were down in the building in downtown Gary?
1986 through maybe 91.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where's this location, the Foodies location?
Foodies is located at 621 West 25th Avenue, Gary, Indiana. That's in Midtown, 621 West 25th Avenue, Gary, Indiana, in Midtown.
So what landmarks close to that? So people
is directly in front of Roosevelt High School.
So it's direct. So do you get a good high school crowd?
Not lately. The teachers used to come a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
The campus was closed for lunch.
Okay.
So it was in-house lunch in the campus, but the teachers and the staff would come over and eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So how would you describe, say, like the atmosphere of the restaurant?
Oh, the atmosphere is casual. It's a carry-out restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
no seating?
It's some seating there.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me a little bit of some of the Maxwell Street places as far as the seating is concerned.
Okay. You mean Maxwell, like Polish's?
In Chicago, okay. Where they have the benches, mm-hmm. and we have benches outside, picnic tables
yeah,
outside.
Yeah, you do
I
have
love that vibe. I love that vibe.
Yeah, they have all
That's
kinds
exactly
of—
That's exactly what Gary needs.
They have all kinds of picnic tables outside. I've seen that. And
we have a booth inside.
Right.
And it's a couple of chairs to wait. But most people, they're pressuring me to get a bigger facility. But what I plan to do is demo the building next door and build a patio.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah. Really? So
very nice.
Do you feel like you've already grown where you can, might be able to stretch into another building?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I feel
business is that good.
That's
great.
Really great.
The business is good for a good reason and bad reason.
Okay.
It's good because the food is good, so that's great.
Well,
right.
We had some of it.
We're in a food desert.
Yeah.
So it's not enough variety. So I have a lot of people come in and say, I'm just glad I was able to find something and not have to drive to this place or that place again. Not that they have a problem with the other places, just the convenience that
affects. Oh, we can talk bad. Let's talk bad about it.
We're in a food desert. It's not enough food choices there. So
in a way, it's good for you, but it's unfortunate.
Yeah. It accelerated a little faster than anticipated. We thought the burn rate, as far as the amount of money, you know, up front in restaurants, you don't profit right away.
Oh, no, I know.
But the burn rate month to month is reducing dramatically fast.
Right.
So I know
you're starting
that's
to catch up.
Burn rate.
Yeah, the amount of money you're burning through each month until you make a profit.
I see. Right. Okay,
so the burn rate is reducing faster than normal in most businesses.
Oh, right. Good for you.
Yeah, because a lot of restaurants, especially, they're lucky to go a couple years.
Yeah.
And usually 1 year and a lot of them are out.
60%
are gone in 1 year. They go up and they're gone. With me, after about 3 years, it took about 3 years, and then it became kind of consistent, steady, and then we seemed to grow on that.
How do you stave that off, like going out of business? In your first year, not growing too fast? Or?
Well, for me, I knew those statistics being in real estate.
Uh-huh.
So I was intimidated to open at the beginning, but I had to be realistic. I had an advantage that some people would see as a disadvantage. I was in a community where it had a high tax sale foreclosure rate, and I bought the property from tax sale. So that means I didn't have a landlord or rent. Most restaurants have rent when they start, or a mortgage. I don't have neither.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, the amount of money that I paid for the parcels I bought when I bought Foodies to Structure, I sold two of the parcels and broke even. So I started actually at zero with no money in the building except the equipment and the remodel. So that kind of staved off.
You know what else helped him, Sharon? He painted his building like this bright yellow. I mean, you can see it from a helicopter or something like that.
That's great.
But it actually got more of a feel like that. When I look at it from the outside, it feels like it. Almost like a beach kind of feeling, like there should be water around you or something like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, that Maxwell feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it has. So what kind of suggestions would you give to someone that's just starting out?
Get good vendors.
Uh-huh.
Good vendors, good relationship with your vendors. They have to be reliable. And you have to have at least someone there consistent to make everyone else in the restaurant be consistent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's the main thing starting out. And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. If you're the type of person where you don't do things just because you're the boss, the food business is not for you.
Nope, not at all. I agree 100%. That's why Sharon just kind of waits for me to bring her lunch on time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
When we do the promos.
Yeah, you bet. You got the quality control, though. So you're talking about the person that keeps everybody consistent. That's like a quality control person?
Just remind them of being the same and the people having the same experience when they come to the counter. Your front end people are very important.
Mm-hmm. Almost more important than you don't want to say more important than the food, but
almost. It depends on where you're at.
Yeah, it is a big part.
I would say in Crown Point, probably more important than the food.
Right. The service is more probably.
Because there's a lot more places they can go, one.
Yeah.
Two.
Right.
The diversity, the cultural diversity in the clientele, they accept or reject things different culturally than they would somewhere where you have one dominant culture. You know,
okay.
So you want to be on top of that, too.
Okay.
Folks, dial in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Foodies out of Gary and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. So what are your hours there?
Our hours are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. We're closed on Mondays and Sundays.
I'm closed on Sundays, too.
Yeah, Mondays and Sundays.
So after the school lets out, don't you get a big crowd from that?
The community or the neighborhood is underpopulated.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Gary is 50 square miles. There's only 77,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
To put it in perspective, San Francisco can fit inside Gary and have 11 miles left, and there's 800,000 people in San Francisco.
Oh, really? See, I would have thought
wow.
San Francisco was bigger.
No, it's more people, and they build up.
Yeah.
So with that being put in perspective, with Gary having been at almost 200,000 at one time, the 77,000 isn't concentrated in a lot of residential areas, so they're spread out. So if you have a neighborhood restaurant, you have to do something creative to bring people from outside the neighborhood in. And according to my point of sale system, about 60% of the people that come to the restaurant are from outside of the neighborhood.
They seem to be traveling through, like, Chicago, going to Chicago, back and forth.
How did you find that out?
My point of sale system, we can ask people where they're from and different questions, and the data is there. Sometime I find it out from the information from the social media as well. It tracks data, too, from the likes, the Yelp, and things like that. Michael Jackson House is two blocks away, so sometimes the visitors there come past the restaurant and stop in.
Yeah.
So that was explained the influx of people.
How far away are you from the Demon House?
Far from the Demon House.
What's the Demon House? you got to tell me this. I know this is a side note. What's the Demon House?
The Demon House is, they ripped it down, right?
You're turning totally
I don't
red.
Think so. It's a documentary just recently filmed about the house.
Yeah, they ripped it down.
It's supposed to be possessed. Someone was possessed.
Yeah, it was like crazily haunted.
Yeah.
Very. I mean, even the Gary police
didn't
like it. They would go in and come out and tell. And, yeah. It was like, and they tore it down and they made it flat. And that's it. No more demon.
Wow. And so what about the grounds? The grounds of the house where it used to be.
Grass now.
It's just a flat lot.
Flat lot.
That's crazy.
So it must not have been too many demons, because I would think that grass would be dead.
Yeah, I think that I talked with a woman years ago when I was doing a feature for Halloween. She did a Haunted Gary piece, and she went into an old shutdown hospital, and she had the Indiana State Police or the Gary Police going with her. You know, and I don't think they liked it. Anyway.
So do you seem like you have a little bit of a mission. Do you have a mission?
Yes. Well, one of the things I want to do, most important thing regarding foodies, is I want to raise the bar regarding the quality of the food offered.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, in the inner city, it's a lot of fried food. At Foodies, we don't fry anything but the hand-cut fries. That's the only fried item there. We have excessive use of MSG. The chicken is antibiotic-free, so we try to avoid that to reduce the amount of hormones going out. And we try to offer things like salads, and we don't use iceberg lettuce. We even use spring mix on the sandwiches to dress the sandwiches. So we're trying to introduce more healthier items. So basically the theme is we want to introduce some things other people don't have, such as the salmon burger, and we want to do some things that people are already doing but do it differently, like the ground sirloin burger. Instead of just a regular hamburger, it's a 90-10 ground sirloin.
Mm-hmm. Less fat.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
So when you do this data point, where are a lot of the people coming from?
Miller is supporting us very, very much. Thank you, Miller.
I grew up in that area.
Miller is supporting us a lot. The newbies into the Gary area, whether they're coming there for work or for other reasons, we have a big lunch crowd. Lunch, according to my heat map, lunch is the most active part of our day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of working class people come there at work.
A lot of firemen.
A lot of firemen, NIPSCO, American Water. The local auto parts stores, they come there.
Because really around there, there's nothing like this, Sharon, except for probably you go to a place to get a hot dog.
Exactly.
That's how it is. I mean, even like in the Hammond area and stuff like that. I mean, they have other restaurants, but you see the old Johnny's hot dog and this. You're getting the people that are working and they want to eat healthier.
Yes.
You know, and it's pulling its own crowd. I mean, how about the younger demographics?
The younger demographic is getting on board because they kind of follow the traffic. So out of curiosity, what is this? So, you know.
So you do any vegan? I know with the younger crowd.
We have veggie burgers.
Yeah.
We have veggie burgers, and we had a vegetable stir fry. It has no animal products in that.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that with grapeseed oil. Yeah, we put that in a wok, and we cut the veggies fresh in-house.
How many square feet is your unit?
It's 600 square feet.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty small, but...
Yeah.
How big is the studio?
The younger crowd, though. They're into, you know...
Well, everything's casual,
and antibiotic-free, and the healthy food movement. Yeah.
What you're hitting is perfect, John.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and talk with John Allen from Foodies out of Gary. Get a gift card from Foodies out of Gary. Let's talk a little bit about your food directly. What is your biggest seller?
The biggest seller is the salmon burger, number one. Number two is the gumbo, shrimp, chicken, and
which I had
sausage gumbo,
good.
Which is chicken sausage. We don't sell any pork products. And number three, believe it or not, is the veggie stir fry, which shocked me, but it's the number three item.
But what's your favorite?
My favorite is the grilled chicken sandwich.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
And what kind of chicken do you use again?
We use antibiotic-free chicken. We season that and marinate it overnight in a little blend of sriracha and chipotle.
Wow.
And we grill it on the grill. And we put it on a brioche bun.
So how many people are like,
it's nice,
when they come into your place, is shocked by your menu?
Many. Many.
I mean, when I looked up the menu and everything, and I spoke to you at the GFS, and I heard you talking, and I was kind of shocked on the items that you had. I mean, you have some, like, a standard Polish that looks like it's as long as my arm.
This is mm-hmm. another person you picked up at the GFS.
Yes. Yes. I saw him. I heard him talking.
Well, everybody likes a good hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And
this is delicious.
So we do a kosher beef hot dog, and it's a third pound, and it's almost a foot long. So even the things that we do that other people do, we want to do them differently.
So mm-hmm. would you say – sorry, I'm eating, folks. Would you say – the salmon burger is your signature island item?
Yeah, it has become that by the demand of the customers. I actually put salmon burger on the menu as an alternate to people that didn't want to eat red meat, and it wound up the number one item. We make a house-made sauce to go on it, and I think the people that eat that, it's because all the fish in the area is fried.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a lot of tilapia there. I plan to eventually probably have tilapia, but it's a lot of tilapia available, and it's not much grilled salmon. So we have actual grilled salmon fillets for salad.
Oh.
And we had a salmon burger.
Huh.
Yeah.
So the salmon burger, is that something you bring in, or you actually produce it yourself?
It's something we get from a vendor.
You're from the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So is that that's grilled, or is it on the flat top?
We put it on the flat top there. You can grill those too, but we put them
you
on the flat
top.
You
should try some.
I will. Yeah. No,
and what kind of bun? And I'm going to get some of that chicken.
It's too. A brioche bun. Mm-hmm. And the sauce that we make for it is a seasoned mayonnaise that we do in-house. And it's a real natural mayonnaise. And we probably be offering avocado oil mayonnaise-based mayonnaise too soon.
Yeah. You guys deal with any avocados?
Yes. You can get a slice of avocado on your grilled chicken sandwich if you want.
Mm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So the Polish, who do you get the Polishes in through?
The hot dog. They look like Polishes.
Those are hot dogs?
Yeah, we stopped selling Polishes, actually. And well, I mean, to talk things, about that.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about it.
Well, let's talk about the hot dog first.
Okay, let's talk about the hot dog.
The hot dog, you know, they have Nathan's and all these other companies that do hot dogs, Vienna. We don't do Vienna. We wanted a kosher hot dog so anyone can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to be mindful of that. But at the same time, we wanted a hot dog that had size, so it'd be filling and satisfying. So this is the idea why we contacted a vendor and asked, could he find out which of the major kosher brands produce 1/3-pound hot dogs?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, Costco has a business center, and one of their advisors contacted us. Yes.
Oh, wow.
They have a business center that caters specifically to restaurants.
I did not know that.
Yes. And it's about 3 years old, maybe 2 to 3 years uh-huh. old. They're in their third year now. So they reached out to some of their vendors, and they found the hot dog for us. So that's why I say vendors and relationships with them are important.
Yeah.
And often when I want certain things, they find the vendors for us. Even the salmon burger.
Costco.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The salmon is a wild-caught Alaskan salmon
mm-hmm.
out of Canada. Company mm-hmm. out of Canada put that together, and we buy that in bulk from them.
So what's challah?
Halal.
Halal.
Halal and kosher.
And kosher.
Right.
Is that they're not the same.
But Jewish and Muslim people both can eat the product if it's halal and kosher.
Okay.
Kosher, of course, containing no pig products. Halal, of course, containing no pig products. But in addition, how it's slaughtered or raised, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. And yeah. they only use, I think, from the waist up of the
well, the
beef.
The Jews are very particular about the parts in it.
Right.
You know, they don't want any.
They don't want the rump.
Yeah, they don't want genitals in their hot dog.
they don't. Well, you know what?
I don't either.
You know what? I used to work for a hot dog stand when I was a kid. Well, years ago, Superior Hot Dog was out of Gary, and which is now defunct, I think.
Yeah.
And I used to go down there and buy our hot dogs, and I learned so much about hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot dogs can have, like you said, this garbage in there.
Exactly.
And then there's some good ones. And then they can case them in different ways. They can case
exactly.
them in a sugar casing,
mm-hmm.
natural. You know what natural casing is?
Intestine.
The intestines of the pork. And then they also do a synthetic casing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that too. I learned all those, you know, all those different things. I always thought, oh, a hot dog's a hot dog. But a hot dog is not a hot dog.
Oh.
At all. So your chickens, you said they're they
antibiotic
have
antibiotic free.
Yeah. Now where do you get
all the vendors? You'd be surprised. Some of the vendors with the worst records, not the vendors, but some of the production places with the worst records with chicken actually offer alternative, better chicken products because the trend is so strong.
Right.
So they're not going to wait for the competition to overcome them. They're getting on board offering as the alternative. So almost any of your chicken vendors, you can ask them for antibiotic-free chicken and they'll get it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd be surprised. In fact, right here in Gary, they have a chicken vendor at 35th and Grant behind the Burger King. Now, I'm trying to think of the
name. Is it Rosewood?
No. It's not Rosewood. It's a pretty big outfit, too. They supply a lot of Chicago. You wouldn't even know they're there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're doing real well.
What'd you get there, Sharon?
Well, I got a little bit of the chicken sandwich, which is delicious. And now I'm eating your salmon. It's absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
Absolutely delicious. I want to definitely hear about everything you brought.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of everything. I got some, is this the gumbo?
Gumbo.
Okay, I haven't tried that yet. A little bit of coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Kale slaw.
Kale slaw.
It has kale in it, Brussels sprouts.
And oh, lettuce.
Yeah.
Really?
And then coleslaw, and broccoli. Vegetables. Does this have a name?
It's a veggie stir fry.
Oh, okay. So I haven't tried that, but it looks delicious. So I took like a little bit of everything. Oh, and here's somebody calling.
Yeah, folks, remember, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. You know what? If you call in, you get a free gift card to Foodies. John Allen's giving them out. They're from Gary. It's a new business starting up. And also, we got a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Let me ask you this, John. I noticed that you do a pastrami.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is that a beef pastrami?
No, it's turkey pastrami.
Okay.
We had a beef as well as turkey, but turkey seemed to be the favorite, hands down, of the audience, of the consumer. So we carried a turkey pastrami and pushed that one.
You know, with the size of your unit and probably the capacity of coolers and things like that, do you find yourself saying, you know what, it's not quite worth it? Is it hard to build up your menu? When you build it, do you take away? I mean, what are you doing?
It's funny you say that because the customers give me the best ideas to cure my problems. So they had me put some things in rotation that where it's not there all the time and sometimes it's there. And in addition, I do have to submit to the limits of my size by not carrying some items at all or only carrying them on occasion. Like sometimes we do crawfish or shrimp boils, but we might do that once every 2 weeks or something like that. We carry a lamb stew, but sometimes we only do that periodically. So,
lamb stew is probably great. Sharon, why don't you tell us who called in?
Yeah, we have LaWanda from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Do you know LaWanda? LaWanda.
Yes.
Are you actually calling from Nebraska?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. In the old days, we'd be screaming, what? Can you hear me now?
I
owe LaWanda money. That's why she's calling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how do you know this handsome guy next to me?
The cook, he's great. He's very smart. He's a wonderful person. I know for a fact, and he's a good cook, and he does great things for the community, and just God sent.
Now, are you just good friends with him? Or are you
his mom?
You're his mom. Oh,
that's awesome.
Okay,
that's why I say I owe her money. I stole her gumbo recipe. I haven't sent her a check yet.
You know what? That's your recipe.
You have to send dividend checks.
That's your recipe.
Yeah,
it's delicious. We were just all eating it now, and when we get off the air, I'm going to even eat more of it.
Okay.
Do you have anything to tell us about John? Something that's not secret, but you know about?
No, he doesn't have any secrets. He's very open minded. He's very driven. He's very giving.
Do you come and visit him?
I mean,
I
do.
Have you been to the restaurant?
Yeah, kind of. I kind of snuck
before
up in there
open.
Without
oh,
him
before
knowing.
You open?
And just trying to check it out and see without having a mom, you know, have moms have their opinion about everything. But I had to stand back and let him do it for himself. And he's, you know, he's a one-man show.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for having him on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Believe me. We're always looking for new and inventive restaurants out there. And this one was really intriguing to me. So,
yeah, he comes up with some great ideas. I think he can outcook me now.
So let me ask you this. How's the weather over there in Nebraska?
It's cold.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I think we're going to get your weather.
Yeah, it's trying to warm up some, but
yeah. So, so when I send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery, what expiration date should I put on that?
expiration date. I would say maybe August.
Okay. I'll make sure I date it out to next year this time. So, anyways, thanks for calling in and be supportive, Luanda.
Okay. I love you guys, and thank you. You all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery and Foodies out of Gary. Experience some healthy, different types of food. You carry shrimp. Now, you don't fry it. It's just the shrimp that you use in your gumbo?
Yeah, shrimp. I use the shrimp in a gumbo, and I use the shrimp in the shrimp fried rice.
Okay.
So I do two different shrimps, and it's for a reason, because sometimes I like to do shrimp boils. So
oh, really?
I have to use a larger shrimp for that, of course. But I do shrimp fried rice, and it has fresh veggies in that as well.
Now, wings.
And no MSG. We cater wings, and they're only grilled. The reason why I didn't do wings, I didn't like the clientele that the wings were bringing. This is the problem with wings. Wings is sort of like sugar, flour, and salt.
Right.
If you ask someone, what's your favorite brand flour? What's your favorite brand sugar or salt? They say, I don't know, as long as it's not bad. Yeah. And so the consumer, even though they appreciate good wings, they don't appreciate it enough to pay a premium for them if they're different.
Yeah, wings are expensive.
Yeah.
People
don't realize that,
how
yeah.
expensive wings are.
Yeah.
It's more expensive than the chicken breast.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's crazy how expensive wings
especially
are.
Especially good ones.
Right.
Yeah. So if you want
to... bigger's not better either.
Exactly. They're not. So if you want to carry a good quality wing... you can't give out 100 of them for $5.
Right.
So that's one reason why I don't do the wings.
You know what? I tell you what. The reason why you can get these wings cheap at the bars and things like that is because the bar is subsidizing the cost of the wing.
Exactly.
I mean, you get a drink from a bar, it costs them maybe 20 cents, and they're charging $5. But
exactly.
And then they get you in by buying the wings. They're subsidizing it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, like, people think the bigger the wing, the better the wing, but that is
not
totally
so.
Wrong.
Not so.
So what kind of salads do you make?
We make what's called a foodie salad, and it has spring mix, romaine, purple onion, Roma tomatoes. You can have a boiled egg or cheese if you want, and that's about it. And you can get it in Caesar, you can get it in balsamic or ranch.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know, you can see, people out there can't see, I'm waving my arms and everything. We have Dee Dotson here.
Yes.
She does the Lakeshore Update and things like that. And she was driving home, and she lives out in Munster, and she just gave me a note here as she's eating off the buffet. Hi, yeah. Dee.
Hi.
I was halfway home, turned around because I heard so many great things about this restaurant, Dee.
Oh,
seriously.
Thank you.
So she turned all the way around just to come get some of your good food.
Thank you.
Traffic still came back.
So, that's Sharon, awesome. we got another caller?
Yeah, well, you know, it was Constance, but she hung up on me. And maybe she'll call back, but she was at work and didn't want to give me her last name, but totally loved what she was hearing and just wanted to send her regards.
Oh.
And, you know, she left her address, so I think
Constance,
she
call back. We want to hear what you had to say.
I know.
We need it from straight from your lips.
That's right.
And, folks, we need you to call in, 769-9577, 769-9577. And get a gift card from Foodies, from John Allen, out of Gary, and a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery, out of Winfield. And I tell you what, Foodies is a really unique place. It's great that we're seeing new growth in Gary, especially with not just hot dogs and fried items. We have something that's different. Let me ask you, gluten-free. Doing anything with gluten-free?
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I've had people ask me for gluten-free bread, particularly the turkey pastrami customers.
Right.
Want that. And I would love to do it, but I want a product that I can eat myself and like it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wouldn't give it to myself or either one of my kids, I wouldn't send it out the door.
Well, let me tell you this. In my restaurant, we do 80% of our menu in gluten-free. And the products they have now are really good. And when I can eat a gluten-free sandwich on the bread I get, yeah, I know it's gluten-free, but it is good.
Okay.
And what we do in our menu, we have a disclaimer saying that we offer gluten-free, but we're not gluten-free certified, meaning there's other foods being cooked around and stuff like that. And we have a separate toaster for the bread, you know, so it doesn't cross-contaminate. You know, we keep things clean. We don't cross-contaminate, you know, between the two as much as we can. Like, we have a separate deep fryer, too, for just gluten-free stuff. And it's not as hard as you think. So if you want to ask me some questions later, I'll be happy to answer them. And folks out there, pretty soon, probably John at Foodies is probably going to have a little bit of gluten-free. Who do we got, Sharon?
We have somebody from Woo-hoo! New Buffalo, Michigan, okay. Lynn.
Lynn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we love to hear from New Buffalo because I think there's a place out there that's kind of cool called Four Winds.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. Just driving home and heard the talk about the restaurant, and it sounds wonderful. I was just wondering, do you do any catering?
Yes, we do.
And what
yes,
do you do?
You do. All right.
Yes. Right now, the majority, we're May 5th will be 1 year.
Okay.
And the catering,
Cinco de
Mayo. Yeah, the catering has been dictated mostly by the customers, and most of the customers for catering have been organizations. And they have a pattern of ordering pans of stir fry, chicken fried rice, shrimp fried rice, and the number one gumbo. So we've been catering a lot of that. We cater grilled wings. I thought that I would be catering things where people would call me for a special event. They give me an idea what the menu should be. People actually email me what they want as far as the
it's
menu
the
from the beginning.
Place. Way.
Yeah, and but I was just surprised that so many of them ordered a pan of something that's one dish.
Uh-huh.
They might order different pans of different dishes, but they haven't said anything like, well, I want perch and I want this and that. It's these pans of these dishes. Particularly the rice, so I don't know where that came from. Maybe from them coming by eating the shrimp fried rice because it's made fresh in house.
Oh yeah, at my restaurant, a lot of people just order just rice.
Yeah,
yeah. We do a thing on my menu. It's called Party by the Pound, and it's everything is in those half pans, which is about 5 pounds, and we sell things by 5 pounds.
I got you.
And we have it hot and ready to go, and that's pretty much what you're saying you're doing.
Exactly.
And how much, you know, if Lynn was going to call up and say, "Hey, I want some gumbo." How much time does she need for, say, a 5 pound pan?
The day before, that's all. Well, she can get the gumbo the same day.
Right.
But the people have been ordering way more than five pounds. A lot of the political candidates have been ordering pans of food for their events.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you need all the support you can get. That's what it's all about. So, Lynn, you're driving to New Buffalo. Where do you work in Indiana?
I do. I'm a sales rep. Okay. So sometimes I have to do catered lunch for some of my offices. So that's kind of why I was wondering about the catering. And I also want to let you know that, you know, where you're getting your chicken from, my sister and her husband own that business.
Ah.
And it's called Tri-Eagle.
Exactly, Tri-Eagle.
And it's right in Gary, and they do have all the antibiotic-free chicken and stuff. Yeah. So that's another reason why I want to use you.
So, Lynn, there you go. So, Lynn, you probably travel into that area.
I do.
Because, you need to stop by Goodies. Over and on 25th.
Foodies.
Goody. Foodies.
Hopefully you say goody after you eat.
Yeah, you
I noticed you spell it with a Y.
Yeah. So, you know what? You're going to stop by Foodies because John's going to give me a gift card and I'm going to send it out to you.
All right. That's cool. So where is it in Gary? I'm trying to picture where it's at.
It's in between Jackson and Van Buren on West 25th Avenue. I'm directly in front of Roosevelt High School at 621 West 25th Avenue.
Okay, cool.
Well, thanks for...
Awesome. I will definitely stop by, take a look at your menu, and I think I've got some stuff coming up the next couple of weeks I'll try to use you for.
Well, give us a call, and I'll make sure I can accommodate you.
All right. Super. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. So, is there anything on the menu we missed as far as entrees?
Oh, boy. I can't think of anything other than the... I couldn't think of anything right off the top.
So, side dishes. What do you do for side dishes? I know you said you
have sweet potato fries.
Okay, now that you probably buy in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now the hand cut fries, are you using an Idaho potato?
Well, we do. We try to get potatoes from local vendors.
Or is it from Nebraska?
I'm
just kidding you. Your mother sending them over.
But every vendor has Idaho potatoes.
Yeah.
So we don't use the gold or the red potatoes.
No.
One of the things that's a pet peeve of mine, because we cutting them in-house, I don't like the number two potatoes because the sizes are so odd.
Right, right.
So I like the box that's labeled number 100 because the sizes are pretty consistent.
Right, because you can get cases. The folks out there, when they order potatoes by the case, they order them by the count.
Right.
So the case might have 100,
right.
It might have 80, it might have 60. The when you get down to 60, the potatoes become like a pound, 2 pounds large.
Right.
So it depends how you order them. They have 50 count. They have all kinds of counts, sort of like the shrimp, right?
Exactly.
You know, when you order shrimp, it's 41 to 50. That means there's 41 to 50 shrimp per pound.
Yes,
you know, sometimes they have them called U2s. You ever hear that? So that means there's two shrimp per pound. That's like a lobster tail, basically. So So you guys, you like the machine. Do you do anything with the water? I've heard like people put in like baking soda in the water or anything like that. You just kind of, because I've done hand cut. I just pretty much just soaked them, rinsed them, and then fried them.
Right.
But you want to make sure there's not a lot of water on those potatoes when you fry them.
As business pick up, we're going to try to figure out what we're going to do regarding developing systems for the hand cut fries. It's a couple other restaurants that's been doing it longer than me, and I'm friends with some of the guys, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get some advice from them.
Right. Hey, Sharon, you got Sharon's got somebody on the line right now. Who do you got, Sharon? Sharon's been working the phones.
Slawomir. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. He's from Sherrillville.
Hey, can you say your name to us? Slawomir?
Yes.
Okay. Did I say it right?
Yes, Slawomir, yes.
Okay. I'm from Sherrillville. So you have a question for us? Or for John?
Yes, because I'm calling about the food. It's here on the radio, and I like very much the food, which one they have. It's a fresh, all the time they have something. That's what I just want to say.
Have you been there then?
Yes, I am coming over there all the time because I like the food.
Okay.
Yes, all the time.
So you know what we're going to do? John's smiling. Because he's smiling because we're getting some callers in. I don't know if he's going to smile about this. He's smiling when he gives out gift cards. So John's going to send you a gift card out to Foodies out from Gary. How's that sound?
Very nice.
And
I like that.
And then I'm going to send you a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Okay.
This way you got a double day. One day you drive out to Gary and get some of this gumbo and that salmon patty that's really delicious. Next day you can come out to my place and get some gyros. How's that sound?
Not a problem. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, John, other side dishes. I mean, you do the coleslaw, you do potatoes.
We do coleslaw, we do the potatoes. We do macaroni and cheese in the summer. Why is we doing it in the summer? I don't know. I guess because we started off doing it in the summer. And because of the size restraints, too. So we rotate a lot of side things. And basically the salad is considered a side sometimes. But on occasion, we do things like mac and cheese.
Yeah. How about desserts? Something that clear that palate out.
We're having fun with the desserts.
I saw some chocolate cakes and things like that.
We have a four-layer chocolate cake,
that
triple chocolate.
Great. That looked good.
It has chocolate icing, four layers of chocolate cake. It has shaved chocolate on it. We have cheesecake. We have pound cake. And we have a oatmeal cookie that's made out of Hammond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it has raisins in it, and it has
raisins
a fine amount of shaved coconut in it, believe it or not.
I love
and it tastes
too.
Real good.
You know, my problem is I probably go there and just eat the sweets.
Yeah.
I just love sweets. I noticed that you were telling me that you might get a beer named after you?
Yes, we're working on developing a beer because we're going on the patio. We're going to have an outdoor bar, and we're going to put a smoker out and maybe a fireplace.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, on the patios. So what we're doing, we're getting our ducks in a row in advance. So we're developing a beer, and it's a craft beer, but it's going to be under the Foodies label. And so we're going to have a Foodies beer.
You know what? Sharon's been working the phone. I think she
let her get the
look at she's
I'm
like
I'm earning.
We only got about 10 minutes left, folks. So we got to get these callers in.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
right.
about
let's
this, John.
Let's go get with the Adra from Gary.
Adra.
She's on the line waiting patiently. Adra, you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing?
Avid fan of foodie, delicious, healthy food. It was just like what the doctor ordered, in particular for the city of Gary, because it's a challenge to find. You will find good food, but the question is, will you find good, delicious food that's healthy? And so we got a win-win-win with foodie. And so I'm just calling because I can't get enough of the homemade French fries, like my grandmother used to make them. And sweet potato fries are second to none. So I'm just calling in just as an avid fan. And I love the food, and I love what John has brought to the city. And I'm looking forward to this beer as well.
you know, John, I don't even own your restaurant. But what she just said put chills in my body.
Thank you.
Because I feel that they the people out there appreciate it, and I can see by talking to you that you're appreciative, but you're also a hard worker. And sometimes just hearing it, you don't even have people to, you just want to see them out there eating. That's probably your pleasure right there, and that's your thank you.
Yeah, the customers make me very happy.
What's your to-go item?
Oh, my to-go item, there are several. There's a pasta. There's a vegetable pasta.
Oh, yeah, I do that, too.
You do a vegetable pasta?
Uh-huh. And then that turkey Reuben. Man, I tell you. You can't go wrong with ordering anything. I've not tasted anything that I wouldn't go back and purchase again.
So,
not yet.
You know what we're going to do? Next time you go there, in a few weeks, you'll get this gift card. And when you go there, John's actually going to treat you to a meal. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
And then what I'm going to do is just send you out a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield, and you can have 2 days of free food.
I'm loving it. I appreciate it.
Okay. We'd love having you calling us, and I hope you call again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Who else do we got, Sharon?
Okay, we have Rhonda Waters from Valpo. Let me get her on the line. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Yeah, she should be there.
Rhonda?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, with a day like this and a great guy next to me, John, and this food to the right of me, I can't do better.
I hear you. It is beautiful out, and I'm just so happy to hear of this new restaurant. I am calling because I'm trying to start eating more healthier outside when we go out to different restaurants. So when I heard the program, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this sounds fantastic. Let me call in.
Now,
so I haven't had a chance yet, so I'm looking forward to trying the food so I can spread the word.
So you tell me, if John sent you a gift card, you would come in?
Yes, I would. I'm also going to bring family members with me because I am just so impressed.
John.
Well, thank you.
John's going to need some good warm weather because he's going to have a crowd outside at his tables, or he's going to bust down his wall and put some tables inside. I got some card tables over here you can use.
I got a booth for her and her family.
That sounds
good. Oh, thank you. So, we'd appreciate that.
What we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Foodies from Gary and Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Well, thank you. I have heard of you before, and I haven't been to your restaurant either, so I'm looking forward to both.
Yep.
Thank you.
Stop on in.
But I'm just really glad to hear of the restaurant development in Gary, because we need it so much.
Yep, you're exactly right, and I think John's actually kind of a trendsetter. What do you think?
I think so. I think it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to get even bigger.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hey, tell me about, now, deliveries. Now, you deal a lot with Grubhub?
We do Grubhub, Uber Eats, and DoorDash.
How's that work out for you?
DoorDash is the best.
Yeah.
Uber Eats is second, Grubhub is in third. I tried to hire a local for delivery, and it didn't go too well. Hopefully what would happen is as the population pick back up, and hopefully as our business pick up, maybe we can do the delivery in-house. I would love to do that.
You have a lot of people who are really pulling for you. Rhonda told me she wishes you continued success and blessings.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody wants things to work out.
It's a huge appeal. Yeah. And do you think it's because of where you're located?
I think everybody
because
likes
it's so badly needed there.
That, I think that everybody knows that it's very few places you could be 30 minutes outside of Chicago and have amenities and things like that with the expressway and things and all the room for development.
Right.
So they want to see it come back.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, who are the Black Foodies?
The Black Foodies. That's a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I was watching them.
And it's a couple, a male and female, husband and wife, and they go around to African-American establishments eating, bringing attention to African-American establishments.
And they came by your
place?
They
came by my place.
Now, how did that help you?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yeah, I want to say yes and maybe, but it's yes and yes.
Probably was good for your ego.
One, they're very fun.
Yeah.
So automatically, because of their persona, your place is considered to be welcoming, or they wouldn't go there. They had a type of personality where if they didn't like it, they wouldn't be there.
That's cool. Yeah.
So that's one thing. Secondary, they have a good amount of followers, so it brings attention to your brand. So that's what I mean when I say yes and yes.
Now, you keep saying we. Who else helps you?
I have a business partner.
Okay.
First, let me say this. My kitchen staff, Andre Fox, Sean Nowden. Andre Fox is my kitchen manager, and he keeps the wheel greased to make Foodies work.
Right.
So that's my backbone as far as Foodies. But I have a business partner that encouraged me, and we went into Foodies. We went to a lot of our business endeavors together, and I was worried that Foodies would take my attention away from our real estate business. But she's been there substituting for me and everything that I don't get done because of Foodies.
And who's that?
Gloria Ma.
Gloria, you were supposed to be here.
Yeah, Gloria Ma.
Yeah. So, thanks. Well, sure. We got another caller? Wow. We got another caller. Who do we got there, Sharon? I know, I got a rush.
I think you guys were, he was getting an ear buzz. Andre Fox.
Andre.
Kitchen manager.
Hey, Andre.
Hey, how you doing?
So how is it working for John Allen over here?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. We learn a lot every day. We learn something new every day.
Now, let me ask you this, Andre. Did you have a little bit of a culinary background before you started, or was it something that you and John kind of worked together on?
Well, I was in the military, and I was cooking in the military.
Oh,
so.
Those guys count how many chips they put in a chocolate chip cookie when they make it, don't they? Am I right or wrong?
You're about right.
Yeah.
You know, we got a good inventory.
Yeah, it's all about inventory. Well, that's good, right, John? You got a guy that's been trained correctly. You know, to be honest with you, sometimes it's good to hire someone from McDonald's because they know how they were trained.
Right.
It's not willy-willy. So, what's your to-go item there?
My to-go item? Tell the truth, I love the salmon burger, and I also love the hot dog. You wouldn't believe how good the hot dog is.
So, do you got anything in your culinary mind that you want to come down the pipeline for John to put on the menu?
I can't think of anything at the moment. I'm here with LaShawn now, too. Can you think of anything? Because he went to Le Cordon Bleu.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's probably got some
ideas. You got some people there.
That's some skills, huh?
Yeah, you got some skills there.
Wow.
Well, you know, thanks for calling in, and thanks for giving Johnson support. And it sounds like you guys are pretty content where you're at there, huh?
Yeah, we're working very hard over here and trying to expand it, to please our customers.
Well, pretty soon you guys will be taking up the whole block, I think.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Well, you have a great day. It's a perfect day out there, okay?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, y'all have a good day.
You too. We got only a few minutes here.
Yeah, that's
that
flew.
Went by.
That
did, it, did I tell you it was going to go by? Yeah. You know what? We're going to give you some time here. Tell us what's coming up. New ideas coming down the road. Anything like that?
Boy, coming down the road, we plan to do another venture that's food related. We plan to put it downtown, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
We acquired a building already.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're working on getting the zoning changed to the building so we can do what we want to do there. And it's going to be a dining. It's a 6,000-square-foot facility,
mm-hmm.
so we shouldn't have a problem with dining.
Wow.
In regards to what's next for Foodies, when you said our plan is to take over the whole block,
uh-huh.
literally we want the whole block.
Okay. That's great.
We already bought some vacant land there. And we want a premier
Foodies
patio. No.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not
why
married.
He's got all this energy. No
I'm
kidding.
Not married.
So, real quick, tell everyone your address, your phone number, your website, things like that.
All that.
It's Foodies Carry Out. Our phone number is 219
Yum.
999 Yum. 219-999 Yum. Our address is 621 West 25th Avenue in Gary, Indiana. And our website is foodiescarryout.com.
Real quick, any fairs or any markets, you do anything like that?
We plan on having a big party at the Art House next month, and everybody's invited to come out. It's to celebrate our anniversary and my birthday together.
Oh, wow.
So you guys come on out, and I'll be publishing information to be on our Facebook page and on our webpage.
Well, folks, Sharon?
Yeah?
I want to thank John Allen from Foodies out of Gary for joining us here in the studio live on 89.1 FM, Lake Shore Public Radio.
It's been a great show.
It's been a great show.
Thank
I know
you guys.
You're busy. I know how it is. I'm in the restaurants, too. You're busy, so it took some time to come out here, and I really, really appreciate you taking
appreciate
some time
you.
Coming out there. I want to appreciate everyone out there in Radio Land for calling in and supporting us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And I want everyone to have a great weekend, a safe weekend. I know it's going to snow, so bundle up. And then after that, put on your bikinis because it's probably going to get hot.
Right.
So
you know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. So I want to say, everyone, have a great weekend. We're having a great weekend here. And we'll join you next week on Let's Eat. And all I got to say to everyone is, you know what? Ciao.